We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jamie, it's pretty often that in the 12 o'clock hour we talk about food, but it seems
a little more. Now we have a good reason.
Now it seems a little more fitting. We're out here at the American Royal. It is the 40th American Royal Barbecue Competition at Kansas Speedway. Go to AmericanRoyal.com. It's starting to smell pretty freaking amazing.
Like about 11:30, I noticed it all. I noticed when we were walking in, but sitting here at about 11:30, maybe because of the way the wind is blowing, but
it
we just got it all of a sudden where we were sitting.
Yeah.
So
we're downwind of some good smells.
I'd have to take a little stroll a little around a little bit here.
The competition is literally heating up, and joining us right now, Kansas City Barbecue Society CEO Emily Detweiler is with us. Emily, you have been to the American Royal as a civilian, but now as the CEO of the KC Barbecue Society, what is it like for you to see this competition, to see this actual Speedway kind of rise and become its own city and competition hall?
Absolutely. Great question. Well, this has been a fun coming out party for me in my new role. It's so fun to see all of the different sides that it takes to bring a competition like this, really bring it to life. So you've got all these great cook teams and pit masters from all over the country and all over the world. We have people from 21 countries here and a great flyover
right?
for those of you listening in. But
that
we also
cool
have a fantastic amount of judges that are here. So there's actually 1,300 volunteer judge roles that happen over the course of these 2 days.
How do I volunteer for that?
Well, great question. Actually, if you want to become a certified barbecue judge, you can become a Kansas City Barbecue Society member at kcbs.us.
Huh. Okay, so talk to us more about that. It's always interesting to me when people judge things that are subjective. You know, how you teach someone and how you set a standard for things that sometimes have to just do with preference.
Yeah.
You know, what's the standard you set?
Well, and so Kansas City Barbecue Society is really the gold standard when it comes to judging barbecue and food sports. So we have developed a protocol. Yeah.
I love
so
it.
So fun.
I know. It's one of the friendliest competition sports you'll find out there.
Yeah.
But no, we have developed a pretty strict protocol. We have programs in place. We have a specific ranking scale. And really those judges are looking for appearance, taste, and tenderness. So that's what they're judging against in all of the different categories. And you actually have to take a class to become trained as a certified barbecue judge. It's about a four-hour class. We trained 86 new judges yesterday and certified them yesterday. Yep, to be ready. Because like I said, 1,300 judging jobs, essentially, that need to be done over the course of the Invitational and the Open out here.
So what are they cooking? What are these nutty pit masters going to be grilling over the next 24, 48 hours?
Yeah. So the four main meats are chicken, pork ribs, pork shoulder, pork butt, and brisket.
Okay.
They also, we have ancillaries out here. So they've got turkey. We've got sausage, sides like beans and corn, and then dessert, which quite frankly, that's one of my favorites. Sign me up for judging those. I'm a certified barbecue judge as well, but I loved judging desserts.
Do you get to pick what you're going to judge? Given that you have a little bit of authority out here,
well,
you get to pick.
Well, you know, I'm not going to judge this time because I just feel like I probably shouldn't, but I will say it is fantastic. I was in the judging garage today and seeing all of those tables and chairs set up that with the judges that will fill them tomorrow and Sunday. It's just phenomenal when you think about how seriously these judges take it.
So from a competition standpoint, people compete in the big four.
Yes.
And then is one person the grand champion of the whole thing or one team?
Yes. So for the Invitational and the Open, they both work in that way. So you will receive scores based on all of your entries, and a perfect score for a category is a 180.
How often are people getting 180s?
Actually, out here, you'll see a few.
Wow.
Sign
me up
few.
For that brisket. That's a perfect cooked and displayed and served. Bring me all that right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then we also have our 700 pins. So, and again, as they get to closer to perfect scores in their entries, they'll get a 700. And so the grand champion is obviously the person with the most points, and the reserve grand champion is the person that comes in second in terms of those number of points. And it means a lot for them to win the American Royal.
How competitive is it?
It is so competitive. So there's 485 teams out here cooking in the open. So can you imagine hearing your name called?
Oh my gosh.
As the grand champion of the American Royal.
Wow. I guess my next question is, but you award individual, like if somebody's really good at chicken,
yes,
they may not win the whole thing, but they get the gold medal for chicken.
They do.
Okay.
And you know what? They get a prize in terms of cash money. yeah, everybody likes that. But you know what else? They get a really cool trophy. And here at the American Royal, they've got some really, really neat trophies. And honestly, the bragging rights and the trophies are every bit as important to the teams as the money.
What does the grand champion get? What is the person who wins the American Royal, like, what's the top prize?
The top prize is a very nice cash payout, but they also get...
Wait. What's the cash payout? Let's go. Let's hear it.
You know, it's a couple thousand dollars.
Wow!
Yeah.
Man.
For making barbecue.
Yeah.
I spent $15 on that. My marinated chicken breast in there.
Absolutely. But they get the trophies are really heavy. And the other fun tradition at the American Royal is that they get a cape and a crown. And
yes!
I know. It's pretty cool. But, you know, at the end of the day, one of the things that I love so much about this food sport is the spirit of barbecue. Mm-hmm. And as much as these guys and gals out here are really throwing down and trying to win that cape and crown, they are cheering for their friends and their barbecue family that comes from all over the country. And they will be just as happy for the person who gets it if it wasn't their day to day to don that crown.
Do people, when you walk around, do you see a lot of stuff talking between the two? Like, are they all bleep talking? Is there smack talk between everybody out there? Does somebody have to police and make sure there's nothing nefarious going on? Like, how do you handle, it's almost like the infield at a NASCAR race, because they are at the infield. Are there people out there, the judges, that are watching everything?
You know, I will tell you, this group of people is, they give each other a little smack talk, but for the most part, they will absolutely bend over to help you, give you the shirt off your back. If you forgot a knife or if something happens, anybody out here is going to help each other. Very rarely do situations occur. Now, that's not to say that they don't. Friday night out here is when probably more of the issues will happen, and that's not necessarily the cook team.
Right. I apologize in advance.
What percentage of the people that you have out here competing do this full-time, as opposed to have a full-time job but do this just for fun?
That's a good question. You know, I wouldn't necessarily have a specific percentage, but I'd say it might be about 70-30, 60-40, somewhere in
70%
there.
Do this full-time?
Well, they might have, when I say full-time, they might have a barbecue restaurant or
okay.
a catering gig.
That, to me, that's the same thing,
yep,
yes.
Agreed. So that's how I would classify a lot of those folks. And, you know, you think about it, what does it mean to win the American Royal? So I'll give you an example. The winner from last year was Iowa Smokey D's. He's got a fantastic restaurant, barbecue restaurant in Des Moines, Iowa, that's a destination. People go there for that, and they know he's won this and many others. The guy who won the year before that was Blaine Hunter, and he's actually not cooking this weekend because he just opened his restaurant in Omaha.
Oh, cool.
So you think about the success that what it means to win out here. It's, you know, it's bragging rights for a restaurant. We've got Joe Pierce out here from Slap's Restaurant in Kansas City. You know, winning these types of things really helps solidify and make it for some of these teams to be able to, you know, do that for their career, which is fantastic.
We talked to Glenn Allen, the president, last hour, and he told us there are people from 11 different countries in 38 states. As the Kansas City, you know, barbecue society, when you see people here coming from Japan to compete and learn more, what does that mean to you about the future and the respect that KC Barbecue has?
You know, people ask me this a lot, and I think it's pretty cool because we here in Kansas City sometimes forget the impact that we have across the country and across the world from a barbecue standpoint. So Kansas City Barbecue Society is really the gold standard, like I said, when it comes to judging competition barbecue. We sanction 500 barbecue contests a year.
What?
And that's in all 50 states, we also have, we sanction contests and have members in 40 countries across the world. I saw today, actually, as I was looking through some of my judging groups on Facebook, we have some KCBS judges who are flying here from Costa Rica, 2,100 miles, to come and judge this contest, because this contest means so much to so many people. And it really does take a combination of the cook teams and the judges and the contest reps who oversee all of this and the sponsors who help put it on. Because without one of those things, and likewise without the Kansas City Barbecue Society scoring system and protocols, you can't have a contest, you know.
Right.
The pitmasters don't have somewhere to be fairly judged. And that's really something that we pride ourselves on at the Kansas City Barbecue Society, is having a very fair and equitable judging process.
Well, thank you for your time. Enjoy this day. I know you told me off the air that you're going to get home a little earlier than previous American Royals, because your day starts a little earlier now that you are the CEO of the Kansas City Barbecue Society. But Emily, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you. Have fun. Thank you so much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.